President Trump's enemies within the administration continue an unprecedented level of leaking for a presidency that is not yet 2 weeks old. There are new leaks tonight about the president's role in launching a mission in Yemen in which U.S. Navy SEAL William Owens became the first American killed in Yemen. Reuters reports U.S. military officials told Reuters that Trump approved his first covert counterterrorism operation without sufficient intelligence, ground support, or adequate backup preparations. As a result, three officials said the attacking SEAL team found itself dropping onto a reinforced al-Qaeda base defended by landmines, snipers, and a larger-than-expected contingent of heavily armed Islamist extremists. U.S. Central Command said in a statement that a team is investigating civilian casualties that occurred in that incident. There are other leaks indicating that the president was at dinner when he made the decision to approve the raid. Even Kellyanne Conway would not deny that tonight.
So that account in the paper today that where it had his son-in-law there and he had Steve Bannon there.
That's talking about a dinner. That's not an execution.
It sounded like that's where he made the decision. That's not true.
But that is where that is one instance. That is one event where he received the counsel of different people. But there were other people around the table, including his secretaries and generals, and certainly his vice president.
So he did make the call at dinner, right?
I can't reveal or he made the call. I can tell you that. As president, as commander-in-chief, he takes the job very seriously and executes on that as appropriate.